a certain wisdom in the old saw that the three subjects unfit for discussion at a well-bred dinner table are sex, politics and religion. Or at least you should save it for pudding when all the knives have been cleared away. But I just had to roll my eyes and suppress some most unchristian and definitely not broadcasting standards compliant sentiments at New Zealand Herald columnist Brian Rudman's plaint that poor Destiny Church head Brian Tamaki is being unfairly and hypocritically roughed up by the media. As Rudman declaimed with mosaic fervour, "There was a time when I may have joined the fulminating about how super salesman Brian Tamaki was brainwashing simple folk into parting with their hard-earned cash so he could enjoy the good life. But on reflection, that does seem rather patronising. If people want to hand over 10% or more of their hard-earned cash in the hope of a life of luxury in the kingdom to come, then more fools in. But it's a free world, and the good bishop is only repeating what popes and other prelates of the established churches have been preaching for 2,000 years. Is this really what passes for a serious argument among the Herald Star columnists? I see your sanctified bling, eft pos and all major credit cards accepted, and raise you the Medici popes and all the Victorian manses I can find. Back on planet Earth, mummy, they did it first, does not mitigate douchebaggery from children. Tamaki is allegedly an adult, and in a position of trust he's debatably abused for his own profit and comfort. It would be nice if Rudman remembered that. But I think we get to his real point a little further on. But I find it rather one-sided that there seems to be open season on the Destiny Church, while the similarly wacky beliefs of the mainstream churches go unremarked. Unremarked? I'm sure it was entirely unintentional that Rudman's column saw print the same day evangelical atheist and best-selling polemicist Richard Dawkins appeared before a standing-room-only crowd at Wellington's International Arts Festival. Rudman might also want to try reading his own paper, which, in recent years, broke then-Anglican Archbishop-elect Whakahuhui Virko's rather retro views on female clergy and homosexuals, has covered doctrinal divisions within the Anglican and Presbyterian communities, and run extensive coverage and analysis of religious perspectives on matters from civil union legislation to that episode of South Park. It's really hard to see how mainstream churches have been getting their rings kissed by mainstream media. Now, Mr. Rudman, like Professor Dawkins, is entitled to dismiss my faith as quote-unquote wacky or downright psychotic, but it would be nice if Brian tried couching his arguments in terms that weren't as smug, patronising, OTT and downright dishonest as those of any evangelical divine.